Okay. Well, welcome everybody to our What's New in JAWS 2020 webinar. And before I hand over to Stuart, I just wanted to do a few kind of housekeeping things with Zoom meeting. If you are using this on a laptop or PC or computer, you can do a few things with keyboard shortcuts, which are handy. So you can mute or unmute yourself with Alt and A. You can raise your hand with Alt plus Y. And you can open the chat and type in a question or a point by pressing Alt plus H. And these webinars and Zoom meeting we found very effective. We've been using it a bit over the last few months. But the only issue we really get is background noise. So you're actually all muted automatically anyway at the moment. But I may need to mute you as the host if we get a lot of background noise when we're kind of doing questions and answers. So please don't take that personally if I do. It's just managing the meeting so everybody could hear. Yes, and I think that's everything. And so I'm going to hand over to Stuart, who's going to tell you all about the slicker, faster, jazzier JAWS. Okay, Stuart.
What an introduction. Thank you, Sharon. So good afternoon, everybody, if you're in this time zone and indeed wherever else you might be in the world, or indeed when you're listening to this podcast, because we are podcasting the session. You're very welcome, as Sharon said, and thank you for taking time to spend with us here at Sight and Sound when we talk about all that's new in JAWS 2020. We did this last year, and my memory of last year's session, by the way, when we did it around this time last year, was that I was trying to be the presenter and host of the meeting myself, and I realized that's just not possible. So I'm very grateful to Sharon for stepping in today and managing the participants and the meeting logistics, let's say. Amy Stewart is also with us. Amy is on work placement with us for the coming next couple of weeks. She's a JAWS user, and she's going to be making sure that I keep on script and remember everything that I need to go through today. So thank you, Amy, for that as well. Today is about introducing you in brief to some of the new features and recapping over a couple of existing features, which actually I was asked to do, if you remember, when you filled in your little pre-registration form for this meeting. You were asked, is there anything you wanted to cover? We got a couple of requests, so I'm going to cover those as well. I suppose one or two caveats before we start. First of all, there is... You know, I do not profess by any means to know everything at all about JAWS 2020. I've only been using this software for about the last 10 days. If you participated in the public betas of JAWS, which started in early September, you may well have been using it longer than I did. But I was keeping a close eye on what was going on in the development cycle. And I think we have a pretty robust and stable version of the screen reader as of today. JAWS 2020 released yesterday. It's a major update, so it's a paid for update, or it counts against one of your software maintenance agreements. If you are currently using JAWS 2019 and you're not sure if you are qualifying or not for the 2020 upgrade, then you can check in a couple of ways. You can go to www.fsactivate.com and literally put in your serial number, and you'll be told how many upgrades you have remaining. Or you can always give us a call in the office on, if you're calling from the UK, 01604-798-070, and our colleagues in the sales team will be able to tell you and, if necessary, help you with the upgrade process. Of course, the best way to do this upgrade process is to buy the software maintenance agreement and then make sure that you're covered for the next two periods. So, this is a paid for upgrade. There will be incremental updates throughout the year. We're expecting the first of these before Christmas, probably sometime in early December. So Vispero are currently actively working on the next update, and no doubt things will be tweaked as time goes on. You can download JAWS. Indeed, the only way to get JAWS now is to download it. So Vispero last year stopped shipping the physical media of JAWS. And I suppose the reason for that was because of those incremental updates I mentioned. They're coming out so quickly that very quickly the physical media becomes out of date. I think also it was hard to find a DVD computer or a computer with a DVD drive these days. So you can download JAWS from vispero.com, and there are two installers for JAWS. There is the default installer that you would use normally, assuming you have an internet connection, and then there's an offline installer. If you download the standard installer, then JAWS will connect to the internet and complete the installation and install just what is needed. The offline installer is very large, and you would only use it if you absolutely needed to. If you haven't activated JAWS, or you haven't updated your authorization for your existing JAWS serial number, you will be taken through the process to do so from the time JAWS starts running on your machine. That's a very painless process and will be over within about 30 seconds. And from then on, you're up and running. So today we're going to be sort of with you for best part of an hour. We're going to go through, as I said, some of the new features, and I'm in a moment going to share my screen so that those of you who are looking at this, as well as listening to this webinar, who are looking at this webinar will be able to see my screen and see what I'm doing. And of course, I guess more importantly, those of you who are listening will also be able to hear JAWS speaking. So let me do that now, and then we will start into what we are hoping to cover. Much of this, and indeed some more, is listed on the What's New in JAWS 2020, which is available from the Help menu, and also, of course, available on the JAWS 2020 webpage. So I'm going to share my screen. And I hope that will share my sound.
Computer audio muted. No video.
Everybody can hear my my computer audio. Okay. Okay, one of the big changes, and indeed something that Vispero were talking about for a while, was the enhanced functionality in how the JAWS cursor works. If you've been a long time user of JAWS, and thinking of those of us who've been using it for a very long time, the JAWS cursor is one of those staples that's been there forever. And it was, I suppose, historically used to explore the screen. It was a very safe way of navigating around without you having to move your real cursor, your PC cursor, away from where you were. It was a good way of exploring a window if you wanted to know what exactly is going on here. And it was also, in programs where it was hard to get keystrokes, a very good way to move the mouse pointer around and, if necessary, interact with maybe particular controls. Over the last, I think, 3 or so years, the JAWS cursor became less and less useful. To a degree, I suppose, certainly in the last year, where if you tried to use the JAWS cursor, I think it's fair to say in the majority of applications, you heard that lovely word blank and nothing else. So you'd no idea what was going on. There is, of course, the touch cursor, which tried to address this in some ways. But my experience of the touch cursor is that I found a lot of people didn't really know about it and didn't know how to use it. And Vispero obviously saw this too, because they have addressed significant improvements with the JAWS cursor in 2020. Now, this is all to do with something called UIA, and I'm not going to get too technical, but Microsoft used to use something called the off-screen model, where essentially the output of the screen was sent to the screen reader for processing, and all this was done in real time. And then the screen reader would report or verbalize that information in a kind of linear way. UIA is a new technology that in which Microsoft is using to parse information to assistive technology like screen readers. And the new JAWS, or indeed scan cursor, as they call it sometimes now, relies on UIA. So this means it will work in a whole lot more places in Windows 10 in particular than you might have experienced it in the past. And I'll show you two examples of that now. One of the simplest places to see this in action is to go into the calculator. And just if you were to do this in 2019 today or 2018 on the Windows 10 calculator, if you went into calculator and put into your JAWS cursor, you would hear blank. So the JAWS cursor was redundant, I suppose, in the Windows calculator. Let's open the calculator now and see what happens. So I'm hit my Windows key.
Leaving menus, search box edit.
And I will type calc.
Calculator app, press right to switch preview. Calculator app, press right. Calculator, standard calculator mode, display is zero.
So here's my calculator open, as it would normally be. Let's go to my JAWS cursor. I'll try to give keystrokes as I go along here for both desktop and laptop, because I think they may be useful. On a laptop, or sorry, on a desktop, the JAWS cursor key is the minus key. That's at the top right hand of the numeric keypad. And on a laptop, it's caps lock with the letter P. And I happen to be using a laptop, so that's what I'm going to press.
JAWS scan.
And now it says JAWS scan instead of JAWS cursor. One thing to note when you're in the JAWS scan cursor, let's just call it, is that the information is no longer presented to you in a linear form. It's presented in the way that the screen is laid out. So you really are getting a visual representation of where everything is on the screen. And I think this is going to pay dividends when blind and sighted are collaborating, when trainers are supporting people, for teachers, for people who may not be as familiar with how a screen reader works, this is going to make life much easier. So now we're in the JAWS cursor. We would have, remember, in 2018 and 2019 heard blank, blank, blank. Let's see what happens now. I'll press up arrow.
Calculator. Calculator.
Down arrow.
Display is zero.
Display is zero.
Memory controls.
Memory controls. Okay, I never even knew there was memory controls on the screen. See, this is an example of... And you know, I think to be fair, even when the JAWS cursor did work with the calculator, I don't think I ever explored this.
Clear all memory button unavailable.
Clear all memory unavailable because there's nothing to clear.
Memory recall button unavailable. Memory add button.
Memory add button.
Add. Memory. Add. Memory. Add.
Now here's the add. My cursor is on the A of add. I can simulate a mouse click here to press the left click button. On the numeric keypad on a desktop, this is the slash key just to the right of the numlock. You press it twice. On a laptop, it's the caps lock key with the number 8 pressed twice.
Left click, memory controls, memory add button.
So I have now activated the memory add button. To be fair, you probably wouldn't use the scan cursor too much in the calculator, but it's a really good example of where it's been implemented. And this is a true Windows 10 application now. I'm going to close the calculator.
Start button unavailable.
And I'm going to run the Windows 10 store. I don't know how many of you have experienced the Windows 10 store, but I think we can say diplomatically that since its inception, the Windows 10 store for screen readers has been an experience. In sometimes a rather challenging experience. And if you have tried to purchase apps, it's been a little bit hit and miss. That's because to a greater or a greater degree, I suppose, the store has relied in the main on the combination of the touch cursor and then the virtual cursor, because the store was sort of presented to you as a semi-web page. So let's open the store, the Windows 10 store, by hitting the start menu.
Search box edit.
And type store.
Microsoft Store app.
Microsoft
press right
store.
To switch
Let's
preview.
Press enter.
Microsoft Store. Microsoft Store. Touch.
Now, JAWS has said touch because actually it's going into this touch mode, but I'm going to get out of that by pressing my JAWS cursor again, as I said, on the numeric keypad. Top right-hand key is the minus key. on a laptop, caps lock with the letter P.
Jaws scan.
Now we're back in the scan. Let's explore this screen with the cursor keys.
Spotlight, The Outer Worlds, welcome included with Xbox Game Pass. The Outer Worlds, welcome to the future, try not to break it. Price included with Xbox Game Pass. Button.
The Outer Worlds, so this is a button.
And access to over 100 PC games. This is your 365. Add included with Xbox Game Pass. The Outer Worlds, Outer Worlds, period.
So here I'm on the Outer Worlds, I'm on the W of Worlds. I'll do a left click again, numpad. Slash to the right of the numlock key or caps lock with number 8.
Left click. Microsoft Store, MS Local Stream, Microsoft Windows Store, 426 C616 E6B 50 million.
Now there's a lot of extraneous texts there, but if I press the letter H.
Heading level 2 available on. Heading level 2 available on. Link products available on PC.
So now it's brought me into the. Or at least because I clicked on the Outer Worlds, it's opened the page relating to the Outer Worlds. So you can explore the scan cursor. I know that Vespero are still tweaking this functionality. So, you know, you may have mixed results at this point. But I mentioned those incremental updates that are going to come throughout the year. So I have no doubt Microsoft Store functionality with scan cursor and other Windows 10 apps will improve. So I'm going to close the store for the moment.
Start button on the
Sharon, it may be a good point just to see if there's any questions on anything we've discussed so far, because we have talked a little bit about lots of things.
Okay, Stuart, I'll just, there's nothing on chat and no raised hands, but I'll just unmute everybody and see. Okay, you can ask a question.
Happy just now, thank you guys.
Actually, Will, there's quite an introduction to Jaws, straight to the Jaws cursor. Hey?
I know. I'm like frantically writing down notes here, but yeah, I'll get there.
Yeah, that's probably what I found the most advanced part of Jaws is the Jaws cursor and trying to get my head around it. But Stuart, just to let you know, the mouse pointer was moving around as you were moving around on there. I'm not sure if it was that clear before. You know, you were saying that it's good for people teaching Jaws, and it was clear where you were on the screen anyway.
Oh, good. Okay.
Certainly with the calculator.
Brilliant.
So.
Okay.
Everyone seems happy.
So, that's a great start.
Yeah. I'm going to mute everybody and let you carry on, Stuart, if that's okay.
Okay, thanks, Sharon. Right, so let's move on to some of these changes, by the way.
Oops. Sorry, Stuart, I just muted you by accident.
Okay, no problem. Okay. So let's move on. Some of these changes I'm not going to demonstrate. I don't have things to demonstrate for everything, but I'm going to reference a number of things, and this is one of them. There's a new scanning engine built into Convenient OCR. Now, Convenient OCR is this feature where you can take an image. It might be a scanned image within a PDF document. It could be a piece of paper under something like a Pearl camera or on a flatbed scanner. And you can literally, within a couple of seconds, scan it into Jaws and have it read to you. I have to say, I find this invaluable. We use it at home in our house a lot for just reading post. Stick the post on the scanner, use my Convenient OCR within Jaws, and it reads it back. So there's a new version of the OmniPage engine, which offers significantly higher quality OCR, so definitely check that out. The next one is one I do want to demonstrate and one I want to spend a little bit of time on, because for me, I think this is probably, this is one of the big features, I think, of 2020. This is the ability to toggle the state of the virtual cursor on a per tabbed basis in Google Chrome. I'm just looking at my notes. I don't know if it works on other browsers like Firefox, for example, but definitely this will work in Chrome. let's think for a moment before we demonstrate this about why this is so useful. There are more and more instances nowadays where the whilst the virtual cursor is obviously really good for lots of things, it is not very useful in instances where you have to interact a lot with a web page or a web app. And a good example of that is something like Gmail or Google Drive, as I'll show you in a second, where you need to be able to move around the screen independent of the restrictions or the accessibility, let's say, that JAWS places on you with its own cursor. In the past, if you wanted to do this, you could open a tab, and every time you returned back to that tab, you had to remember to turn off the virtual cursor so that you could use that particular web page properly. Now you can turn it on or off on a per tab basis. So if you're jumping in and out of Gmail and you have a Google search open and you have something else open and you're flying around, you'll find this is a much more efficient and straightforward way to use the internet. So let's demonstrate this. Actually, first of all, let me demonstrate how to do it. It is on by default when you get JAWS 2020. If you didn't want it on, if you decided, no, I liked the old way, I like to be able to control my virtual cursor every time, then jump into the settings center, insert and number 6 will bring you there, or on a laptop, caps lock and number 6.
Zoom software JAWS settings center dialog.
And then open the settings center default file with control shift and D.
JAWS settings center default all applications.
And search for the word tab in the search box. So we'll type TAB.
Tables, 1 of 5 search results.
Now there are a few relating to tables. Let's down arrow.
5, table, computer braille tables, pixels per tab, virtual cursor on off based on browser tabs checked, miscellaneous.
Virtual cursor on off based on browser
alert,
tabs.
Cheryl Wilson has left the meeting.
I will now just
read
the help text for this piece of for this option.
When this checkbox is selected, JAWS remembers the current state of the virtual cursor when toggled using Insert Z for a tab in Google Chrome. For example, if you choose to turn the virtual cursor off in a web application such as Gmail, which offers a better user experience, and then you press Control N or Control T to open a web page in a new tab, the virtual cursor will be turned back on, but will remain off in Gmail. This allows you to move focus back to Gmail and not have to remember to disable the virtual cursor again. The virtual cursor reverts back to its default setting when you close the browser tab or restart JAWS. Clearing this checkbox causes the virtual cursor to go back to the default setting when focus changes as it did in prior versions. If
I should have let JAWS explain this from the start. It explained it much more concisely than I did. But you get the idea. So if you want to turn this off, you uncheck it, and it will be as it did behave in previous versions of JAWS. But it is on by default, and I think lots of users are going to find this a significantly enhanced feature. Let's close the settings then. Enter with Alt F4.
Start button unavailable. Meeting control. JAWS Professional document 1 word. The Journal. E-read. Share and shape the news. Google Chrome.
I have a few tabs here open here in Chrome. I have a website called thejournal.ie, which is one of my go-to sources for news. It's a very nicely laid out website. It has lots of headings, very well structured, and works very well with the virtual cursor. So just to give you an idea.
Quinn Industrial Holdings CEO. Criminals are seeking. Report finds the cladding on Grenfell Tower was the Northern Party's welcome general election as a chance to reject.
Obviously, you can see I'm in my virtual cursor at the moment. I'm heading around. If I press Control and Tab to move to my next tab.
MathML examples, Google Chrome.
MathML, because we're going to talk a bit about maths in a while, because this was a request by one of our attendees. So I have a tab open there that I'm going to come back to later. So we'll continue Control tabbing.
Off main region quick access name reverse
so just said off and then it said main region quick access. Let's do an insert and T to find out where I am.
My drive Google Drive Google Chrome.
Drive my good old Google Drive, and now I should be able to just press the arrow keys and
JAWS Notes Google Drive folder up. Getting started PDF row JAWS
drive.
Notes Polaris Google Drive folder row. JAWS
so
notes,
my virtual
Google Drive
cursor
folder
is now
row.
Off because I have set it to be turned off in this tab. I turned it off in this tab, but I left it on in all the other tabs. And if I Control and Tab again,
on the
journal
e-read, share and shape.
On. So we're back in our virtual cursor. I have already, and as I said to you at the beginning of the session, I've only been using JAWS 2020 for the last 10 days. I have made huge use of this feature already, and I think you will too. So I hope it's one that people find useful, and it's really, really handy. Okay. I love when Vispero releases something. In fact, I love when any software company releases something and give some airtime to Braille. So there are enhancements in contracted Braille support. There's two things to note here. The first is that when you're editing in documents that have bulleted or numbered lists, it was virtually impossible to edit these documents, maybe to insert a new numbered list or to make a correction. This has been fixed. If you use a Braille display and your chosen input method is Braille, then you will certainly find some improvements here. And also, if you have found in the past that Brailing at speed in Office applications led to sluggish behavior and sometimes mistyped or entire words being left out, you will be very pleasantly surprised when you check this out, because Braille with speed is also far better. And I know, just on a Braille note for a second, that Vispero are continuing to work hard to get the UEB anomalies in Braille sorted out. And I know there's a few that drive us all mad, but they are working hard. So if you're a Braillist, explore those Braille settings. They're well worth looking at. Okay, toggling JAWS sounds in Speech on Demand. Speech on Demand is a setting that you can use if you don't want JAWS to speak. Now, that might sound kind of counterproductive, but the idea here is there's two types of audience that this will work for. There are people who are using Fusion, who use magnification, who might decide, you know, for this period, I just want to look at the screen. I don't want JAWS talking. So they can switch on Speech on Demand. And that will mean that only when they issue a reading command will JAWS speak. And then there are people who use Braille who might decide, I don't want JAWS to speak at the moment. I just want Speech on Demand. The shortcut key for Speech on Demand is, it's a layered keystroke. So it's insert with the space bar followed by S. Speech on demand. Now, if I move around my tab, nothing is happening. If I press insert and spacebar and S again, it says full speech. That's actually not what I wanted to show you, but it just by way of introducing this feature. You can now toggle JAWS sounds in Speech on Demand. So there are sounds that JAWS makes, for example, in Microsoft Outlook. There are sounds that JAWS makes, even that little click to indicate the speech on demand when you press insert and spacebar. You can toggle these if you don't want them to be on at all. You do that from within the settings center. So again, insert and number 6. And control shift D for default.
JAWS settings center default all applications.
Play sounds. I'm going to type the word play to hopefully get to it.
Play JAWS sounds, 1 of 1 search results. Arrow. 1 search results list box, play JAWS sounds checked, less speech options, speech options.
So this is in the less speech options dialog, which is where you find speech on demand. And currently play JAWS sounds is checked. If I wanted to uncheck it, I would hit the space bar to turn that off. So it's a feature that certainly won't be for everyone, but it would be useful for those people who do find speech on demand is of help to them. Okay, some general changes. These are just points to note. Here's a great one that we've all, for long times, me certainly, wondered about. The word clickable is no longer spoken on the web or in these kind of marketing emails that you get. And certainly, I think there was a time when clickable did mean there was actually a clickable link, or there was something that you could press enter to get further into a particular page. Clickable's been around for a while. It's been very verbose, and Freedom Scientific, Vispero, have now turned it off. The message, so that's the first change. The message, press JAWS key plus Alt plus R to hear descriptive text. That's been one that's been around for a long time. relating to ARIA roles, so mainly happening on the web, should no longer be spoken. Again, when you would hear this, it was kind of redundant. I think it had some usefulness at one point in Firefox, but it's not used anymore. So people, in particular new users, I've seen this in training myself, they were you know, thinking, I need to press this keystroke to hear something, and they were pressing it and there was nothing happening. So that's now gone. By default, Word and Outlook in JAWS will no longer announce Alt, Shift and F10. If you want to adjust auto-corrected text when you move to something which has already been corrected. Now, so this is an instance where there might be, this is more so a Microsoft Office feature where it shows you a piece of auto-corrected text, or rather a piece of text where there is an option available to auto-correct. JAWS gives the helpful prompt to press Shift and F10. If you did correct it and you went back to it, JAWS would still say, press Shift and F10. That has now been rectified. I pulled up a poem by T.S. Eliot, actually, called The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock, because I was thinking of my Leaving Cert days here in Ireland years ago. And I thought there would be some misspellings in there. I couldn't find anything that I could do an autocorrect on, so I'm not going to show it to you, but that does exist in Microsoft Word and indeed in Outlook. JAWS and indeed Fusion no longer gather announce count of all the objects, misspellings, and grammatical errors when opening a document. So this will significantly increase the speed that large Microsoft Word documents can be opened with. Here's definitely a good one for those of you who use PowerPoint. Pressing Insert and W in PowerPoint now gives context-specific help. Let's have a quick look at that. It's definitely one that I'm going to take advantage of, to be able to produce and run presentations in PowerPoint. I think is very important for those of us who are blind, who are working, or indeed studying. And I think Vispero have kind of been looking at PowerPoint for a long time and making refinements to it. So this is a welcome addition. So let's go to the start menu and hit PowerPoint.
Search box edit.
And press
PowerPoint
enter.
App. Press right to switch preview. Opening PowerPoint. PowerPoint backstage view.
Blank
presentation.
Let's
1
press
of 6.
Enter here. So I'm now on my blank presentation where I would start to make my slides. And I do not, by the way, profess to be a PowerPoint expert or not even a semi-user of this thing by any means. Let's press Insert and W, or on a laptop keyboard, Caps Lock and W.
To start a slideshow, press F5. To start the slideshow and presenter view, press Alt F5. And slideshow and presenter view, next slide, space bar, page downer N, prior slide, backspace, page upper P, and slideshow only, go to specific
so
slide.
Idea. And all this is virtualized, so you can and always read it at your leisure, or you can copy it somewhere else if you want to keep your little PowerPoint cheat sheets somewhere.
Show
so
meeting.
That's definitely a welcome addition, as I say, for those who use PowerPoint. Reduced double speaking of form controls. You may well have found when you're on the internet, sometimes website developers will have edit boxes where the text, the prompt text is also written in the edit box as well as encoded into the prompt itself. And what was often happening was JAWS was double speaking the prompt text. I actually struggled with JAWS 2019 and 2020 to find an example of this that I might be able to show you over the last few days, and I haven't been successful, which probably means that that it has been fixed and it's an improvement. But you may find that as a nice improvement when you're browsing the web. Okay, that might be another point, Sharon, to take a moment if anybody has questions.
Yes, indeed. I'm just going to unmute everybody. So I just wanted to say before I do that I put the download link on the chat. in case you wondered what that was, Stuart, at the beginning, the download link for JAWS. So I'm going to unmute everyone. There's nothing else on chat and there's no raised hands, but here we go. So feel free to ask a question there if you have.
So far, so good. I'm a complete novice, which I 100% at the moment. So.
Any other questions?
First thing Bob showed Cheryl was where the pie shop was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that was the question, yeah, no, right. Was it? Okay. I'm just going to mute everyone again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've unmuted you, Stuart. There doesn't seem to be any questions unless I misheard.
Okay, no problem, Sharon. Yeah, I don't think there were any either.
Stuart, can I just go back to one thing before you carry on? You know, just on the word stuff, you were saying that it will no longer announce the count of all the objects, misspelling, grammatical errors, and everything. On the What's New in JAWS, it suggests that if you did want to hear that, you can do insert an F1.
Ah,
yeah. Excellent. If you did want to hear it, I haven't tried that.
I have something have in Word.
The journal e-read meeting control JAWS document one word. Document heading level one, the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock.
Okay, let's see if we do an insert F1 here. I think JAWS is trying to get up its context sensitive help.
Yeah.
This is the text area of an open document. This is the text area of an open document. Opening Word. Opening Word.
Okay, I'm not sure what may have happened there. I think our Word or something got upset. So that should work.
Document 1 auto recovered Word. Edit.
There's my
heading level 1 by T.
I'm not sure. That may be a work in progress. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's
live.
Yeah, absolutely. I struggled to find a grammatical error in that document.
Yes, I know. And actually, it did start trying to display a window there that had information about the document. So I think it was working, but maybe just...
Okay, I may have been too impatient.
Shy or something.
Yeah. Okay. Just one more new feature, and then I'm going to go through two slightly older features, but just because they were requests. There are scripts now that have been added for the Zoom meeting platform, the one that we're all using today. One that I have particularly welcomed in particular today was because I was able to turn off the announcements of who's leaving the room and chats that are going on, and so that it wasn't interrupting my flow, but it also wasn't interrupting your listening. So for example, to do that, you can press Windows key with Alt and the letter S for stop. And it's a toggle. So if I go back to Zoom, for example,
Zoom Pro account,
and if I press Windows Alt and S,
alerts enabled,
alerts enabled,
alerts disabled.
And then if I do Windows Alt and A,
you are unmuted by host.
It says I'm unmuted. There is, I think, another way to, I think the last message was that I was unmuted. So Windows Alt and A will read the last message that comes up in Zoom, whether that's a chat or a notification to say that someone has joined or left a meeting. There's a couple of other shortcut keys as well, but that's another nice feature built right into JAWS 2020. And those scripts, by the way, are from the UK and Brian in Harchton Consultancy. So nice to have those scripts included. Okay, two things then that we were just asked to talk a little bit about. One is JAWS Picture Smart, and this was one of the incremental updates in the 2019 cycle. I think it came in sometime around last spring. It uses AI or artificial intelligence to attempt to to show what's in a picture verbally. So I have a couple of examples that I'm going to show. So I'm going to open a new File Explorer window here.
This PC.
And I'm going to go to my...
Not selected 3D.
I may actually have a pictures folder pictures. Here. I think I have...
Shell folder not selected. Camera roll. Save picture. Camera roll. Shell folder. Shell picture smart. Save. Shell folder.
No,
items view.
I had pictures there. They are in my OneDrive, clearly.
Shell folder view. My document. Attack my doc. Shell folder view. Item. Adam Lawler. Shell folder.
So I have a couple of photos here.
At Adam FDB 2247 CA0X4B5.
I have a list of files here, and there's one here with a very nondescript name.
FDB 2247 CA0X4B58.
I have no idea what that is. So I'm going to press insert with space plus the letter P. And when you do insert in space with the letter P, you have a couple of options. In this case, because this is a file I'm looking at, I'm going to press insert and P followed by the letter F, and Picture Smart is going to hopefully tell me what's in this picture.
Picture Smart. Picture Smart is in progress.
So it's in progress currently.
Heading level 2 caption is a close-up of a person lying on the bed. Heading level 4, these objects possibly appear in the photo. Person, pillow. Heading level 3, these tags describe the photo. Baby, child, human face, indoor, nose, person, skin, toddler. Heading level 3, these tags probably describe the photo. Bedtime, cheek, chin, eye, head, lip. Heading level 3, these tags possibly describe the photo. Boy, clothing, eyes, face, laying.
So you get the idea, it's a baby boy. And it tries to describe, it uses tags. If you have pictures of maybe somebody out, maybe at a dinner party or something, it might say picture may contain, you know, wine glass, for example. So it's kind of using the same type of AI that is found in Facebook. And indeed, you can also use this on the web. So if the Facebook AI doesn't give you, you may like some more information, you can use Picture Smart to give you information on a graphic or a picture, for example, on a web page. So it's a very handy feature to be aware of.
Show meeting invite.
I should say that it's probably obvious, but I should just mention that Picture Smart obviously needs an internet connection because the picture has to go out to be analyzed. And there is a little checkbox when you start JAWS, when you install JAWS for the first time and you run what's called the startup wizard, they do ask you to tick a box about sending anonymous usage data. And if you don't tick that, you can't use Picture Smart. So you will need to tick that in order to be able to use it. Okay, the other thing I was asked to talk about was how JAWS reads math content. I need to preface this by saying that I'm not at all a maths person, in fact, quite the opposite. But I have been looking into this for a couple of other people in terms of how JAWS can render math content in web browsers such as Chrome. And there is a coding language called MathML. And once MathML is used to write the mathematical expressions, JAWS will read them in the way that a human might pronounce them to a student. So in the way that maybe a maths teacher might speak to a student once MathML is written. And my understanding is that this now is also doable in Microsoft Word. And something like MathType can create MathML that can be used in Microsoft Word as well. So I'm going to go back to my web browser. So Alt and Tab.
Document, what the journal, e-read, share and made.
We're back in the journal. And I mentioned to you that I had a few tabs open in Chrome. So let's press Windows and Tab again.
The journal, e-read, share. Off my on. MathML examples.
This is from the Vispero Freedom Scientific website, and this is MathML examples. Examples of actual text, actual mathematical expressions written to show you how JAWS might read them. So I'm just going to read this page with my virtual cursor, which is on because I left it on for this tab.
Blank, heading level 2, area of a circle.
So here's area of a circle. This is blank. How it will read.
Pi r squared math content.
Pi r squared. And then JAWS says math content to tell you that you that what you've just heard is math content.
Blank. Heading level 2 quadratic equation. Blank. X squared 4x4 equals 0 math content. Blank. Heading level 2 quadratic formula. Blank. X equals fraction negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac over 2a math content.
I think that's a particularly good one because it's quite a lengthy equation. And, you know, you might want to sort of have that read a few times.
Blank. X equals fraction comma so negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac comma over 2a period. X-ray. Blank.
So I can read it as many times as I want with the arrow keys, or I can just read the
alert from Maggie McKay to everyone. Have to leave the session now. Many thanks for this really useful blank.
And thank you, Maggie, for your chat message there.
Heading level 2 embedded table. Blank. A equals table with two columns and two rows math content. Blank. Heading level 2 semantics math ML tag with content markup annotation. Blank. Integral subscript 1 superscript T and double struck italic small dx over x math content.
So I just wanted to use this to give you an example of how JAWS is reading maths. There are examples on the Freedom Scientific website, and there's more information on it. So you can go there. Final thing to say on a training note for 2020 is that the training, inbuilt training coming that comes with JAWS has been updated, and they have updated everything to relate to 2020. There's a whole new series of training books. All of it's free, so you can get it from the help section of JAWS. Go to training and
tasks.
You should see it there.
Zoom Pro.
And that is all I have for today. I'm very happy now to open for questions, or if there's anything else that people want to ask about that we didn't cover, or if you'd like us to comment or expand on something that we mentioned earlier, feel free to ask.
Okay, I'm going to unmute everyone there.
Yeah, that's really good, Stuart. Thank you very much. I think I'll probably need a one-to-one with you at some point soon, though.
No problem, Will. No problem.
Will was also commenting on your beautiful picture there, Stuart.
Oh, I was, yeah. The picture of Adam, yeah. He's a handsome boy.
I will let him know. I will play this podcast for him. He's sick of hearing my voice, so he'd like to hear somebody else's.
I'm not sure the accent will show just how pretty he is as a handsome wee man.
Thank you.
In fact, I wanted you to keep opening pictures there, Stuart, to see the others. Lovely little guy.
Does anybody else have any, is there any questions, anything that came up for anyone that you'd like more info on?
There's a lot of thank yous.
And obviously, I suppose if for people who are in the UK or Ireland, please get in touch with our Sight and Sound offices. We're in Glasgow, where Will is based, and Northampton, obviously, for head office, and here in Dublin. So get in touch if you need any support or training or further help. You know, for us, it's really useful to do these sessions to make sure that people understand some of the reasons. And maybe if you haven't upgraded, this is probably, hopefully this has helped you to either make a call one way or the other.
There's a lot more thank yous coming through the chat there, Stuart. I don't know if you caught them.
I haven't looked at them yet, but Well, thank you everybody for the thank yous, and thank you for your time and for your attention.
People saying really useful refresher, a brilliant session. Thanks, Will. And thanks, David, for those comments.
Yeah, thank you very much, everybody. If there's anything else by way of follow-up, please get in touch with Sight and Sound. As I say, we're very happy to help people at any time. Thank you to Sharon for hosting.
No problem at all.
At the controls.
And we've got a big thank you from East Ayrshire, the East Ayrshire team.
Thank you, East Ayrshire
Carol,
team.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you very much.
Meetings tab. MathM document meeting controls.
I'm going to take off my screen share.
Okay. I think that's a wrap, Stuart.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
I'm going to stop the recording there now. Thanks.
Speak to you all soon.
Bye for now.